This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott. This week, the world of children's literature lost a beloved author. Lloyd Alexander was known for his fantasy books, among them The Black Cauldron and The High King, which won the Newbery Medal in 1969. Alexander died of cancer at the age of 83. He inspired generations of children and influenced many writers, including John Sheska, a best-selling author of children's books himself. Sheska remembers when he first read Lloyd Alexander as a kid.
It just had this combination of real characters that were doing really extraordinary things, like hopping around in time. But it had a sense of humor, too, which really just seemed so different from all the other books I was reading as a kid in school.
As an adult, Sheska got to know Lloyd Alexander and remembers him as a striking figure.
I guess it would be his incredible nose that would sort of lead. And he was just this kind of crazy, angular-looking guy. He looked like he stepped out of Welsh mythology. And then he just had a personality to match it. I think he was just larger than life.
It's fitting that Alexander looked like a bit of Welsh lore. Born in 1924 in Philadelphia, he dropped out of college and joined the U.S. Army as a young man because he wanted to see the world. The Army sent him for training in Wales, where he fell in love with the landscape and mythology that later worked their way into many of his books. His five-part series, The Prydain Chronicles, drew heavily on Welsh mythology. Here's John Sheska reading the last page of the last book in the Prydain Chronicles.
And so they lived many happy years, and the promised tasks were accomplished. Yet long afterward, when all had passed away into distant memory, there were many who wondered whether King Taran, Queen Ailanwy, and their companions had indeed walked the earth, or whether they had been no more than dreams in a tale set down to beguile children. And, in time, only the bards knew the truth of it.
Sheska says Alexander himself was a bard, passing along some kind of deep wisdom in story form.
Taran, his main character, just seemed to be like a version of Lloyd himself, like a lowly pig keeper who just happened to tap into something that was huger and bigger and had some purpose in the world. I think that was Lloyd.
Alexander won many awards, but Sheska says he was always a bit embarrassed by the fame. He was an unassuming, generous man who just wanted to share his stories. Lloyd Alexander died at his home in Drexel Hill, Pennsylvania. His last children's novel, The Golden Dream of Carlo Cuccio, is scheduled to be published in August.